Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're thrilled to sit down with Mr. Clive Messey, the President and CEO of Tesca Resources Limited. Tesca is a Canadian-based mineral exploration company that currently focuses its efforts on two projects, which are both located in British Columbia. The company is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange with ticker symbol TAC. Clive, thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
As this is our initial interview, could you give us an overview of Tesca Resources, its history, and its future activities?
As you previously mentioned, we have two projects in British Columbia. One is a copper project, one is a gold project. We focused on those two minerals as we see a very bright future with both those minerals. The company itself is a very well-structured company in terms of its share structure. The current management, employees, board members own a very large percentage of the company. And our technical people have a number of previous discoveries under their belt. So we think we're well-positioned to take advantage of the coming resource market that you know, we see is coming, and if you follow a lot of the mainstream media, they will also tell you that they think there's a secular bull market coming in the resource sector. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's first talk about your Poplar Copper project, which has a very long and interesting history. Would you describe the history and some of the technical merits of the project for us?
Well, the project was originally discovered in 1974 and has been worked for a very long period of time by BHP. And it's had work done as recently as 2015. Over that period of time, of course, there's been soil sampling and a very large amount of drilling. There's been over 39,000 meters drilled historically, which has produced almost 300 holes. And of those 300 holes, a very large number of those holes bottomed in mineralization. So the deposit itself, and it is a 43-101 standard deposit, is open to depth and also on strike at surface. So we believe there's an excellent opportunity to expand the size of the project. There's currently, as defined by the 43-101 policy, there's currently 2 million tons of 0.31 copper, and at these copper prices, it actually makes sense. The other thing that makes the project very attractive is that there's excellent infrastructure nearby. It's less than 40 kilometers from a railhead, and the project itself is actually bisected by hydro line. So in terms of a development project, it has all the right earmarks.
Okay, very good to know. And you already briefly touched upon it, but very interesting to note, of course, is that Poplar already has a historic 43-101 mineral resource, right?
Correct. And so our objective is to expand that mineral resource. We're in the process of obtaining permits to drill this summer, and our plan is to execute approximately a work program somewhere in the 300,000 to 400,000 range, which will get us at least 6 or 7 holes. And we think we'll get some very good numbers because one of the first things we're going to do is follow up on some of these holes which bottomed in mineralization. In other words, the mineralization continued below where the drill hole was terminated.
You optioned the Poplar property in November last year. What work have you conducted since?
We haven't done any work to date other than we flew a long-wave infrared imaging survey. Long-wave infrared imaging technology is a brand new technology available to the mining industry. It's a satellite-based technology, and it's an earth-penetrating technology. So what makes it interesting is that it won't show you where the copper is necessarily, but it will show you where the chalcopyrite is, which is one of the host minerals for copper, and in this particular area is the host mineral. When you use the LWIR, which is long-wave infrared imaging technology, we can see precisely what the known deposit looks like. What the most recent survey revealed is that there are seven other anomalies which are identical to the known deposit in the sense that they're chalcopyrite. We believe there's no real reason why they shouldn't be mineralized the way that the known deposit is.
Well, wow, that is very good news. And what are your plans at Poplar for the next 12 months?
The objective will be to first execute a ground program and do some soil sampling over those recently discovered anomalies and follow it with a subsequent drill program. We expect we'll have drill results, all things being equal, sometime by September or early October. And I think at that point we'll see a significant upswing in the general overall market. So I think our timing in terms of an investment will be excellent.
And what's your perspective on today's commodities markets, especially what copper is concerned?
Well, I'm very glad you asked me that question. One of the reasons we like copper so much is we see future demand for copper outstripping any number of other minerals that people are talking about. You know, for example, people are talking about lithium being used in lithium ion batteries and cobalt being used in the manufacturing of batteries. And an interesting statistic is that in every electric car, there's about 165 pounds of copper. There's 55 pounds in a hybrid car, and there's about 40 pounds in a gas-powered car. So as adoption rates for electric cars and hybrid cars continue to grow, so will the demand for copper, we believe. As the rest of the world, places like Africa and India, continue to advance their infrastructure, demand for copper will continue to grow as well. And we've seen research recently saying that over the next 10 years, copper could increase in price by a magnitude of as much as 10. These are some of the reasons that we see copper as the place to be putting our money. You know, companies like BHP and Rio Tinto have recently come out and said that they believe that copper is one of the best places for them to leverage their investments as well.
The second project that I'd like to cover is the Princeton Gold property. Would you tell us some more about its location and history?
Absolutely. The Princeton property is located just north of the Canadian-US border, and it's 11 kilometers south of the Copper Mountain copper mine, which is an operating copper mine. And we spent about $300,000 last year on the project doing soil sampling, trenching. We, in fact, made a new gold discovery. And so subsequently, we've applied for permits. We have the permits in place. We're going to execute a drill program there this year. What makes it interesting is that the copper, from a geological standpoint, is that the Copper Mountain copper mine is actually a porphyry. And quite often on the halo of porphyries, you will find gold mineralization. And this particular area that we have is right on the edge of the halo of Copper Mountain. So we believe that, you know, there's gold there. There's no question. It's just a matter of is there 5 ounces or 5 million ounces. So only the drilling will tell us for sure. And we anticipate being able to get onto the ground there as early as May and start drilling immediately.
What are you going to do at Princeton in 2018?
Well, in terms of expenditures, it'll be in the area of $200,000 to $300,000, probably closer to $300,000. That will get us a fence of probably 5 or 6 holes. There are numerous targets, and there are untested areas which, again, have the same geological signature as the areas where we've discovered it's a vein system. And so what we'll be doing is following up on these veins.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the other key executives of the company?
Certainly. I have been in the mining business now for approximately 27 years. I originally came from the corporate finance side and have run numerous mining companies over the years and held various positions in various mining companies. Had some been involved with some very successful deals and also been involved with some not so successful deals, but that's the mining business. Sure. Tim Hennenberry, who is our geologist, Tim has been in the industry also for approximately 30 years. Tim has a couple of discoveries under his belt. Most recently, he has the Broadway Resources discovery, which is a gold discovery, which is in Montana. And Alex Hemmel is our CFO. Alex is a very well-rounded fellow in terms of corporate reporting and so on, and keeping us financially organized. And Jamie Hyland is also on the board of directors, and Jamie has a long lineage in the mining industry as well, is very well connected on the corporate finance side and also on the public relations side. So with those people in place, we feel like we've got the right team to advance these projects and turn them into a success.
Also noteworthy about Tasca is the relatively small number of shares outstanding. Who are the major shareholders of the company?
Well, I'm glad you asked that as well. As I touched on earlier, we do have a well-structured company. There's approximately 28 million shares out, and on a fully diluted basis, it's about 37 million. I would say generally, management, insiders, and friends of the company control about 17 million of those shares. So it's a relatively tightly held company.
And before we go, why is this a good time for investors to take a closer look at Tasca Resources?
Well, I think right now is a very good time to look at the company as a result of the fact that from a cyclical standpoint, this is the time of year when stock prices are often exceedingly low. And of course, sometimes they go a little bit lower in the summer. You know, one is never going to get the high and one's never going to get the low. But from a cyclical standpoint, this is a very good time to buy. And in relation to what we have planned for the company over the coming months, we're going to have a good flow of news, and I believe we're going to have favorable results from both projects. We have a team of people who are well practiced in executing on these kinds of business plans. I think that we're going to see some definite gains in the stock over the next few months.
Fantastic. Clive, we really appreciate the time you've taken to speak with us today. All the best to you and Tasca Resources, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.